The Burt Show.
Good morning, Heather. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hey. Hey. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm calling because I'm in a big fight with my girlfriend, Ashley.
Okay.
And the reason we're in a fight, I mean, it's like a blowout, you know, big, huge fight like 3 days ago. Girlfriend, Karen, she's getting remarried to her ex-husband.
Okay.
And the reason her marriage broke up in the first place was that she was cheating on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew it. She didn't, like, come out and say it, but everybody knew that that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're getting remarried, and she just hired this guy she was cheating with to be the web designer for her company.
What?
Okay, she is getting married, and I'm like, I'm not having it. I mean, her ex-husband slash to-be husband, again, is a really good friend of mine, and I want to tell him. And Ashley thinks that I'm just full of it, and I shouldn't put my nose in it or anything. But the fact of the matter is that he was my friend first, and now I feel like I'm stuck in the middle of this because I have this information.
So Karen's ex and fiance together has no idea that this the guy she was sleeping around with is actually going to work for her now. So he has no idea.
No clue.
See,
I don't know why I'm confused about the whole scenario, but I'm confused for whatever.
Okay, Karen is the one, the bride,
right?
And Karen divorced from her husband because she was cheating on him, right? So now she's getting remarried to him, but the guy she cheated with, she's hired to be her web designer for her company.
Oh, and the husband doesn't.
And the husband doesn't know. Now, Ashley is, you know, one of the friends and says, it's nobody's business. And Heather here is like, no, he needs to know.
Oh, wow.
Did I get that right, Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
So Ashley says, mind your own business and stay out of it. You say, I need to get in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the fight you've had with Heather for the past 3 days.
With Ashley.
I mean, Ashley.
Right.
This is Heather. Got it.
All right. I'm not exactly sure where to go with this. So the fighting over the last 3 days is basically you guys just butting heads on what to do with the next phase. She just says nothing. Don't say it. Let it go.
She says don't do it. She's, like, vehemently opposed to me saying anything to him.
So are you, like, you're calling us just so we hop on your side and then you can go back to her with more votes? Is that why you're calling us? Or
no, what? I'm calling you. Well, I want you guys to call her. I want you to call her and get her put on the radio and tell her that you guys back me up, that everybody in Atlanta backs me up, and that I should go to him and say something.
But you're assuming everybody backs you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why wouldn't I tell him? If I have this information, he's my friend, why wouldn't I tell him?
That's a tough call right there. I'm always right on the fence on this decision because I think it just depends on how close you are to the groom. Is he an acquaintance? Or
no, he was my friend before I was friends with Karen.
And see, I take it from the side of Karen. From him, I guess now, because he's the one who got cheated on. But, you know, again, if you're in that position and your friends have knowledge that you need to know,
mm-hmm.
like it's always the case of if you're the friend that wants to do, you know, say what the friend thinks that you should say or what the hard truth. And I'm a hard truth friend. And I want to know if the person that my partner cheated on is actually still in the mix.
Yeah.
So I think you should tell.
How much interaction are they really going to have with each other? A lot?
A lot. I mean, this is for her company. He's web designing for her company.
And you know for sure that that her fiancé doesn't know?
I know for a fact, because if he knew, he would freak out. She is dragging this guy through a big, huge wedding again.
Second
time. I mean, we are talking everything. I mean, they are sparing no expense, and she is pulling this on him again.
Wow, that's she certainly is walking into a hornet's nest. I don't know that I'd say anything though. I don't know.
Have you talked to Karen, the bride?
No, we haven't talked to her because I mean I don't even know what to say to her. But I know what's going on.
Is Ashley closer friends with Karen?
Yeah, because the ex husband slash husband. I don't want to use his name. We've been friends since college. And I knew him right before, you know, a little bit before I met these girls. I knew Ashley around the same time, and then, you know, Karen got into the mix.
Okay, so if for some reason you go ahead and tell, and you talk to ex-husband slash fiancé, then Ashley will probably tell Karen it was you that spilled the beans, right?
Yeah.
So you'll probably sever your relationship with all of them especially if he goes ahead and marries her anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Demi does not agree so much. Good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think this girl, Heather, is, like, jealous that this girl is actually getting married to her friend again. And if she was so concerned, she should go to the bride. If she has the balls to tell him, then she should go to the bride and say something to the bride. Be like, look, I know what you're up to.
That's a good
and
point.
He's my friend. You know, she's whining. It's terrible. It sounds like she's just jealous that they're getting married again. What does she care that they're not sparing any expense on their second marriage?
Heather, how do you respond?
Because he already went through this before. And she dragged him through the mud, and now he's going to do it all over again for her?
If he didn't want to do it again...
Are you kidding me?
If he didn't want to do it again, he's a grown man. He wouldn't do it again. Obviously,
he doesn't know the guy in the picture still.
Yeah, but you're saying that, you're so concerned. Why don't you... What is your problem? Why don't you go to the bride and say something if you have the courage?
What am I supposed to say to her? She's completely
the same thing you would
she
say to the husband.
Him.
You would say the same thing that you would say to the husband. If you have the balls to go and talk to the husband, then why don't you have the courage to go and talk to the bride?
Well, obviously, she's going to find out if I go talk to him, isn't she?
Exactly. So why wouldn't you go to her first?
Like,
you just proved my point.
She's got no right from wrong.
You just proved my point. If you know she's going to find out, why don't you just go to her first? Go to the source first. Why are you going over her head?
Because
you know, if you have the courage to say something to him, you should have the courage to go to her and say, look, I know what you're up to, and he's my friend, and who the hell are you to do this to him? It's bothering me, and if you don't take care of it, I will. See, that's the right thing to do.
Heather, let's do this. Rather than get Ashley on and tell her that you're right and she's wrong, I'd sure like to hear her side of the story first.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Do you think she'd be okay to come on with us?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, she is mad about this. So I'm sure as soon as she finds out that I called you guys, she's going to want to say what she gets to say.
Is this the kind of thing that could totally ruin your guys' relationship?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like it's doomed.
The whole thing is, like, just going to blow up. It is.
All right, Heather, we called Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Your prediction was right. She's eager to come on.
Okay, good.
And at least tell her side of the story, okay?
All right.
And Heather, you got to let Ashley tell her side first, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Let her go uninterrupted. How long have you guys been friends?
3 years. It's the three of us, but we've been friends since college.
Okay. Since college, okay. So
mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty deep relationship.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get Ashley on here. And again, I think Melissa's right. I think you just got to let Ashley state her case first.
Equal time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing okay. You obviously know the situation you're in, and Heather called us this morning, and she says there's a situation brewing here between the two of you guys that could ruin your friendship forever, and she wants to try to figure this thing out today.
Right. Yeah, there is. I just think she should mind her own business about the whole situation, and it's not the point that she's being, like, caring towards Kyle. It's the fact that she just is jealous, so jealous about Karen and Kyle that she doesn't even want them together. So therefore, she's going to do everything she can to, you know, keep them apart.
Is she jealous about Kyle, or is she jealous that they have...
She's jealous about Kyle. She's always had a thing for Kyle, and I think she was hoping when Karen and Kyle broke up that they were going to be together, that Heather and Kyle were going to end up together, and it didn't happen. And she's so upset about it, and she just had to be catty, and I just think she should stay mind her own business.
Now, Ashley, let me ask you a question. Is it true that Karen has hired her ex-lover for, a job?
I mean, supposedly, but I don't understand. Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, six, one, half dozen of the other. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's none of our business. It's their business, what they want to do. And I think that everyone should stay out of it and let them live their lives.
So you think Heather's
got... in the middle of it, and it's nuts.
She doesn't just want to be this great altruistic friend. She wants to,
to
break them up.
She has, like, a total ulterior motive. Hmm. If she didn't like Kyle and wasn't, you know, jealous over everything, then, you know, she can't find someone to marry her, so now she's all upset that they're getting married. That's what it boils down to.
So full of
Wait, hold on, Heather.
So
Heather.
He does not know.
Heather.
He does not know. Are you kidding me? Hmm. He doesn't know, Heather, but... You have to say that you haven't had a thing for Kyle, and you're not a little bit jealous over the whole situation,
that
and that doesn't have a little
to
bit to do with what you're trying to do here.
So you got to go dragging up stuff, because that's the only reason you can come up with to not tell him.
No, it is not. I told you from the get-go that no one should say a word to him.
Why are you protecting her? Why do you keep protecting her?
I'm not protecting her, but
yeah,
the fact is...
What is the reason? Do you have a secret thing for Karen that we all don't know about?
Oh, my God. Get over it. No. You should totally stay out of it. It's none of our business. It's their relationship. It's not like he's not going to find out that she's hiring him for her company.
Ashley,
except that he's going to find out after the wedding, after all of this.
That's what you're jealous about, is the wedding, everything like that. You're not jealous. You're not trying to protect him at all.
Ashley, let me ask you this, because your accusation here is that Heather's kind of emotionally invested in this dude, Kyle.
She is.
So what has she done over the last couple of years to make you say that? Can you give us like a specific instance, or is this just a feeling you have?
It's just a total, it's not even a feeling. It's just, you know, when you're around her, that she has a thing for Kyle. I mean, ever since college, there's no doubting it, you know? I mean, you just know.
We are good friends, okay, Ashley?
You want to be more than good friends.
And you know that, and nothing has ever happened between us, and you know that, and you're just making this up because we're close. So fine, whatever. You know, it's just such, you're so full of it, and I don't know why you're protecting her so hard.
Hey, Ashley, can I ask a question? So let's say Heather did not have feelings for Kyle. Would that change the way you feel?
No, because I still don't think it's our business to get into their relationship. It's their relationship, and they need that. I mean, if he's not smart enough to figure it out, Kyle, then... You know what? Then why should... I mean, he needs to... They need to do their own thing.
I think it's
too
big a piece
of the puzzle.
Nobody
needs to get in the middle of their relationship.
It's too big a piece of a puzzle.
You are not a friend. You are not even a friend. It's, like, sickening to me that we have all been together this long and that you can't step to the plate when something like this happens and open your mouth. That's what pisses me off about the whole thing so much, because you're so impartial, and these are our friends. These are people who we love and care about.
Then you should go to Karen and you should tell her how you feel, but
you
shouldn't go straight to Kyle.
Do it.
Do you think you could go straight to Karen, Heather?
Yes, I do, but she's like sitting here barking at me not to do it and making me feel all bad about it.
I just told you, you should go to her, but you shouldn't go to Kyle.
She just said to you, go to Karen, don't go to Kyle.
I'm going to go to
not go to Kyle. That's completely...
She knows, Ashley.
Because that's just causing a huge fight.
I sat down and looked at her, and she said that, and I was like, are you kidding me?
This is starting to get uncomfortable. Keep going.
Hold on a sec. Let me get a couple of Burt Show listeners.
She can't honestly believe that I'm okay with it.
Hold on one sec, y'all. Good morning to Haley. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say that when Heather was talking about how Kyle was her friend first, that is the most important thing. You have to think about him and how he would feel in this situation. I mean, it's like you would want somebody to do the same thing for you. If somebody else was cheating on you and then all of a sudden they show back up in your life again, wouldn't you want to know? And that's the exact same thing you have to keep telling yourself. It's so important to tell him and think about his feelings and how this may be. You may, you know, prevent him from making the biggest mistake of his life all over again.
Yeah, I'm starting to sway on it now also. Like, I'm thinking if it depends how good of friends you are. But, I mean, if you're truly, truly a good friend, then I think as much as it hurts, if your intention is good, as much as it hurts, I think you got to kind of let him know what he's walking into.
Exactly. If I had such a thing for him, if I had such a huge thing for him, why would I be risking all of our friendship to tell him something like this?
Maybe then you'll score him.
No.
Well, that's why I keep asking Ashley. Well, that, you know, okay, emotions aside, because I want to find out if this is a story or real. That's why I keep asking Ashley, is it fact that Karen's ex-lover is now her employee, and the fact that Karen's fiance does not know about it? Is that fact, regardless of Heather?
Yeah, she hired him to do her web design.
Because I don't think that should be lost.
Done, are they going to work in close quarters?
I mean,
maybe she just wants him because he's a really good web designer. She's already having a huge thing about it and redoing this and that, and he's going to give her 8,000 options and all this BS, and you know that.
I mean,
she already said it. She is keeping him around.
My thought was that we would do like a couples court type thing where we'd have all these virtual listeners call up and they decide what you guys should do. But there's no way that you guys are going to resolve this by listening to the opinions or just by vote by our listeners. So it seems a little ridiculous.
I would like to hear what eventually happens, Heather, what you decide to do.
Yeah. And I think there's more issues going on here. Like, I think Ashley and Heather would have had arguments anyway, because if it is fact that Karen may potentially be tempted to cheat on her husband again and him go through it a second time, and it, what gets lost is that all that Ashley cares about is the fact that Heather has a crush on Kyle, I think they have more issues going on than just what between Karen and Kyle.
Yeah, well, I just don't think that she's in it for a good cause. I don't think she has good intentions by telling Kyle about
it. It's not about a good cause, Ashley. Where have you been, okay? It's about our friends.
Y'all are incestuous.
You are so with Kyle. That's what it's about. It's about you being jealous of a wedding.
You were such an awful friend.
For whatever reason, cannot find a guy to marry you.
Oh, no.
Karen and Kyle have nothing to do with the conversation they're having right now.
You are so unbelievable.
What?
You guys are best friends, y'all. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think so.
No.
A best friend would say that to somebody.
Totally different opinions on this.
It's
ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you guys can give your opinions.
I'm going to think that she's doing this for a good reason, to have good intentions.
Well, Ashley, do you think it should be done? Like, forget Heather. Like, I'm a little concerned about Kyle, to be honest with you, not you two. And so do you think it should be done where at least Karen is told, look, you know, don't you think you're about to screw up this again the second time the exact same way?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think she should go to Karen and say, you know, I don't agree with this. This is my good friend, and if you don't do it, then I'll do it. But, I mean, give her the option. Give her the choice. It's her relationship. You know what I mean? Just don't go to Kyle and cause a big fiasco before this huge wedding.
That seems fair to me. You go to Karen first, and if she says, no, stay out of it, then I think then
I
go to
Karen. I haven't told her this the whole time. Go to Karen. Don't just go to Kyle because he's better friends with you. I mean, Karen told you this. Go to her and say, look, I don't agree with it.
Let me take one more call on this, then we'll move on. There's no way we're going to be able to resolve this. There's just no way. Good morning, Ann. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wondered if it had all been reversed and Kyle had been the one who had cheated and his ex was still in the picture, would they still be fighting about telling Karen that the ex was there?
She would tell her in a second. That is a fact of the matter, and you are so right, and thank you for saying that.
And if that's the case, then Kyle should be told. I think Kyle should be told anyway, because if somebody was cheating, he deserves to know that before he goes into marriage.
Let me ask y'all, when is this all supposed to happen?
The wedding's like 6 weeks away.
6 weeks away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think like Jen said, there's no way we're going to be able to resolve this today, but we got to follow up with you guys to find out what you're doing. Heather, did Ashley say or did our listeners say anything today to make you rethink what you're going to do?
No, they confirmed everything I thought in the first place.
So I guess we'll talk to you guys and let you know what happens.
And Ashley, if she handles this the way that she plans on handling it, I mean, can you confidently say that your relationship with her is over?
Definitely, because I think she completely did the wrong thing, and I wouldn't want a friend like that doing anything to me.
Okay. We'll get your numbers, and we got to check back in with you. Like
maybe, already over, so whatever.
Yeah, sounds like
it. Yeah, well, their friendship is, I think, has slowly been, you know, has been degrading for a long time.
It sucks that this had to happen on the radio.
Jeff. All right, Heather, Ashley, I'm going to put you both on hold. We'll get all your contact info, and we should probably talk to you right before the wedding. Well,
if
you're going to make this happen, Heather, if you're going to talk, when are you planning on doing that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just going to kind of depend on when I can get them, you know, both together and we can sit down and have a talk.
You're going to do it both together?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be sometime in the next week. That's for sure.
Well, let us know what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we'll keep calling and calling and calling and calling and calling and calling. All right, you guys. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show.